I'm thankful today that I know in my heart that I've been saved by the grace of God. I've been delivered from sin. My sins were nailed to the cross. I've experienced the deliverance. That's how I know that all things are well with my soul. I've had a believing application of the blood of Jesus upon my life. I'm one of His. I'm a child of God. Been born again of the Spirit of God. And I know that I'm on my way to heaven. I don't have just a think so, hope so. I have a know so salvation. I know I've been delivered. I've had a work of God's grace upon my life. I've experienced it. And I can see it. It's there. The light of the glorious gospel has shined in my heart. The love of God has been shed abroad throughout my soul. Amen. I know I'm one of the redeemed. Praise God. That's how I know that all things are well with me. Listen, my friend. I don't care how good things are going in your life. If you've never been born again to the Spirit of God, things are not well with your soul. If you've never experienced the deliverance from sin, I mean being set free. You know, Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. The sin of unbelief shackles your life. Actually, all the sins in your life, they shackle you. They hold you in bondage. They hold you down. But I'll tell you something. Jesus came to set you free. That's why He died on the cross. That's why He resurrected on the third day. He came to set us free, to deliver us from that bondage. And I'll tell you, when it happens to you, it's like a bird being set free from a cage. It's like being released from a dungeon. And you're just free. I'm free from the bondage of sin. Jesus has set us free. Praise God. Listen, if you're here and you've never experienced the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ upon your life, Paul said when he was writing by divine inspiration while he was being moved by the Holy Ghost, he said that when a person gets saved, they become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, and behold, everything has become new. Listen, if there's never been a new life to come into you by the Holy Ghost, you're unsaved and you need to find Jesus. Amen. Tell you what, when I got saved, it changed my life. Amen. Things have never been the same. I mean, I was rearranged by a working of the Holy Ghost. I mean, the blood of Jesus came in to my heart and my life. I mean, there was an application of it, and I knew that my sin debt was canceled. I knew that I had been forgiven of sin. That's why Jesus came, to forgive us, to impart forgiveness. We're transgressors. We're under condemnation. We've transgressed the law of God. We are an offense to God. And God sent His only begotten Son into this world to redeem us, to save us. God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you've never trusted in Jesus, I'm not talking about just an intellectual belief. I'm talking about trusting in Jesus Christ to the saving of your soul. If you did not experience regeneration when you repented and believed in Jesus, then you still haven't repented and believed in Jesus. Paul said when he was writing to the young minister Titus, he said, we experienced a washing. I want to make this comment because it's so important. When you get saved, there's an internal spiritual perception that takes place deep inside your soul where only God can speak. Amen. That lets you know that you're born again. Amen. In John chapter 3 and verse 8, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, the wind bloweth where it listeneth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everything. everyone that is born of the Spirit. Listen, people, it's more than a feeling. It's a perception. Amen. It's a realization that God has just saved my soul from sin through the precious atoning death of Jesus Christ. A washing of regeneration. Paul said in writing to Titus, under divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says we experience a washing of regeneration and a renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, listen, when you experience that cleansing deep inside your soul, you know it. Amen. I mean, you just know it. Nobody has to tell you. You know it. In the 5th chapter of St. John, the 24th verse, Jesus made reference to salvation being like a resurrection from the dead. He said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him has sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. When you pass from death unto life, when a resurrection takes place deep inside your soul, you know it. Amen. You know it. Amen. Amen. I mean, when you're lost and you're under condemnation and you're on your way to a devil's hell and a change transpires deep inside of you through the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, to where you're no longer on your way to a devil's hell, but you're on your way to heaven, you know it. Amen. That change cannot occur in a person's life without them knowing it. Amen. Paul, when he was writing in Ephesians chapter 2, I wasn't going to preach here, but y'all just hold on. I'm going to have to again. When Paul was writing in Ephesians chapter, somebody's prayed this down on me. I can just feel it. When Paul was preaching and teaching at Ephesus, he told him, he said, you know, I went from house to house testifying both to the Jew and Greek. He said, I was telling people that they've got to repent of their sins. He said, I preached and I taught. I went from house to house. I told everybody that I came in contact with that they needed to experience the effects of repentance. What is repentance? It's a change that takes place in your heart. And it cannot take place in your heart without godly sorrow. Paul said, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. There must be a sorriness. There must be not just a worldly sorrow, but it has to be a divine sorrow in your heart. People, you can't get saved until you're convicted of your sins. Yeah. I mean, where you see sin the way God sees it. And Paul said, I went from house to house testifying both to Jew and Greek. Repentance toward God, in Acts chapter 20, repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. And the gospel message has never changed. I'm still preaching and teaching just like Jesus did when he started his ministry. When John the Baptist started his ministry, he came out of the wilderness of Judea and he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus started his ministry and he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Luke chapter 13, Jesus said, except you repent, you'll perish, you'll perish, you'll perish. Peter on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, he said, repent, repent. All the apostles kept preaching over and over again, repent, repent. Listen, there needs to be repentance in your life. You need to be weeping. You need to be crushed over your sin. There needs to be an anguish in your soul. There needs to be sorrow there. I'm talking about sorrow over sin that causes you to fall before God and cry out to God. You cannot be saved unless you call upon the Lord. In Romans chapter 10, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I believe in that calling, there needs to be a bitterness. There needs to be an anguish. There needs to be a feeling of despair in your heart and life because you deserve eternal ruins. But God's made a way to save you. That's the good news. It's the good news that makes the bad news good. The bad news is that you're lost and in your sins. You're on your way to a devil's hell. But the good news is that Jesus came to save you. He said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? Yes. He don't want you to die and go to hell. God has made provision to deliver you, to save you, to make you a child of God. And that way is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. There's no other way. No other way. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby you must be saved. It's through the glorious, precious, righteous, holy name of Jesus that people are redeemed from sin. Amen. Listen, my friend, if you've never been saved by the grace of God, this is a true and faithful saying worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He came to save sinners. He came to redeem that which was lost. And if you're here today and it's not well with your soul, if you've never been saved, it's not well with your soul. Bottom line, okay, if you have not had a time and a place in your life where there was a transition, a change, to where you no longer are a child of the devil, but you're a child of God, if there's not been a case or a situation in your life, like Paul said in Colossians chapter 1, verse, read the whole chapter, in one of those verses in Colossians, he said that he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. If there's not been a translation and a transition to occur in your heart and life, you need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Turn to the Lord and he will abundantly pardon. Amen. Isaiah chapter 54. Yes, he will pardon you. He will forgive you. If you will surrender to him, if you'll yield to him. Listen, I'm a little old-fashioned, and that when it comes to people getting saved, I'm old-fashioned. This is what I believe. I believe you need to seek out eternal life until you know in your own heart that you have it. Amen. To where you can look your loved ones in the eye. You can look your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You can look your sibling or your mom or your dad or your preacher in the eye and say, I've been saved by the grace of God and I know it in my heart. Amen. 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 Well, isn't salvation good? Amen. One of the greatest blessings of my life as a parent was when Aaron came and he looked me in the eye. He said, I know it for myself. I know it for myself. And when my daughter, Tiffany, came and looked me in the eye and said, I tried in the closet and couldn't find the Lord, but I crawled up on the bed and called upon his name, and right there in bed, the Lord saved my soul. I knew it for herself. You know what? What I wanted and what I required from my own children, I also want and require it from you. No matter who you are, the same applies. You need to know for yourself that your soul has been made right. Amen. You got to know for yourself. You can't depend upon what somebody tells you when it comes to this department of your life. Amen. Do you understand? Because if you allow a man to convince you that you're all right, then another man can come along and convince you that you're not all right. And you're just wallowing in mass confusion because your foundation is upon the reasoning and the philosophy of men. What I preach is you need to have a foundation like none other. Paul said there's no other foundation can be laid like was laid by Christ Jesus. You need to be comprehensively and completely founded on Jesus and Jesus only. Amen. We're only saved through the merits of the cross. It's not of any works of righteousness that we do. We cannot do anything to be saved. Salvation comes through what Jesus did. When you come in repentance, you'll bring nothing in your hand. You'll say, nothing do I bring to the cross, but to the cross I cling, right? You'll come and you'll cling to the cross. Listen, if there's never been a time in your life where you looked up to Jesus and trusted in him to the saving of your soul, you need that kind of experience. This is what we call here at at Victory Church, at Victory Missionary Baptist Church, the new birth, being born again. Jesus said, you cannot enter nor see the kingdom of God unless you're born again of the Spirit. It must be a heavenly birth. It is a birth that comes down from heaven. You must be born from above. If you've not been born from above, then you're not saved. Amen. Not saved. Not saved. And you need to be saved. I'll tell you what I believe. Man, I got all hot and sweaty down there. About like you this morning. Let me tell you what I believe. I believe the Holy Ghost is working here today. In a mighty way. I mean, in a powerful way. Do you realize that your heart can be opened that quick? Just like Lydia's heart was open. He went in. Paul attended a prayer meeting. Lydia was there. He preached just a few minutes, and that lady's heart was open, and she was receptive to the gospel. She trusted in Jesus that day to the saving of her soul. I believe today is the day of salvation. God is working in conjunction with His truth to open your heart. Yeah. Yeah. And you see where you stand with God right now. And you look in your soul and you sang it's well, but you know things are not good right now for you. There's never been a change. There's never been a spiritual birth. There's never been a time or place where you repented and looked to Jesus to the saving of your soul. Listen, we're not those that draw back into perdition. We are the woes that teach and preach in the believing to the saving of the soul. Yeah, that's what we preach and teach. And so God is probably working. He's not probably. I know He's working in your heart and in your life. You're not right with God. Jesus is not your Savior. And you need to be saved. You need to be saved. And you need to be saved today. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I know. We're supposed to take up two offerings today. So what? I'll tell you what the business of the church is. The business of the church is seeing people saved. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have an invitational song right now. Yeah, I've got two sermons in me if I need to. Yeah. I want to stop. And I want you to examine your heart. Use eyes of self-examination. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Bible says if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. The Bible says whosoever will can come and drink of the water of life freely. You know what the Bible says? The Bible tells us this. It says the Spirit of the bride says come. You need to come to Jesus. There has to be a time where you come to Jesus or you're not a Christian. People are not born into Christianity. They must come to it. Amen. The Spirit of the bride says come. Let him that heareth say come. He that is thirsty, if you're thirsty today, I'm telling you, you can drink of the water of life freely. Amen. Here's the deal. You're in a service like none other right now. Everything, all the format, the organization, everything's just been thrown out the window right now. All we're worried about is God's moving. Okay? God is moving. And He's working in your life right now. And God is saying now or never. I tell you, if you get saved, it'll come down to now or never. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? God has rearranged and holding up this entire service just for you. You think about that. Your sins are holding 300 people captive right now. All attention. God is giving attention to you and saying, come to me. Jesus is standing with His arms outstretched and saying, come unto me, my friend. Come to me with all that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, I'll tell you what I believe tonight or today. You can fall on your face right now, and you can seek the Lord, and you can call upon Him and He will change you today. Amen. Right now. Right now. Change you today. You'll go from here you came, lost in your sins, condemned to a devil's hell. You're under condemnation if you're not trusting Jesus, period. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 3. You're under condemnation, whether you like it or not. He that has not believed, he is what? He is condemned already. You're already condemned. And God is trying to save you, to redeem you, to deliver you. And what you need to do is you need to look to the cross. What I want you to do is we sing this song. You know God is, listen, you know, I remember that professor over in Missouri, you know, that attended a service similar to this, and God was moving in a great way, and God was working this man's heart, and he was a brilliant professor, and he said, you know, this stuff that's going on, this uneasy feeling I have right now, it has to be God because I'm too smart to make myself feel this way. It has to be God. And you sense that right now. You feel that right now. And you know it's God. God drawing you, working in your heart, compelling you to come to the cross. You sense that right now. And I want to advise you to just get up out of your seat, step out in the aisle, and come to this altar. Put your face down before the cross and look to Jesus to save you from your sins. And you know what? If you'll come sincerely, honestly responding to the work of the Holy Ghost in your heart and your life, and you repent, turning from sin, looking to the Savior, trusting in Him to be your Savior, you'll be changed. You'll be changed. There'll be something to take place inside of you that's not of you. It's not of this world. It's not a man. It is of God. Because salvation is of the Lord. It's of the Lord. So let's stand. Sing a verse of a song. Is there anyone here? You've never been saved by the grace of God. You know you've not been saved. God is working in your heart and life. He's calling you. He's singling you out. Jesus did that on numerous occasions. He was walking down the road one time and he looked up at a man who was hiding in a sycamore tree and he said, Zacchaeus,
right,
come down. You're going to get saved today.
Amen.
He'd be walking down the road and somebody would touch him and he'd say, who touched me? I tell you, Christ often would single out one individual in a whole crowd of people and call them to eternal life. And I believe he's doing that this morning. You're here today. You've never been saved by the grace of God. You know it's not well with your soul. Come get it right. Nail this thing down. Nail it down today. Amen. Nail this thing down today. I mean, just make it. There's only one way to get right with God, and that's Jesus. Jesus. You've got to look to Jesus. We've got one down here. Is there another this morning? You need to be saved by the grace of God. You know you're lost. As we sing an invitational song, step out of the aisle. Come to the foot of the cross. Find eternal life. Let's sing. How is it with your soul today? You've never been saved. Jesus is not your Savior. Yes. get your sins under the blood. Jesus said, he that doesn't believe in me will die in their sins. Die in their sins. In the book of Revelation, it tells us that those who die in their sins, they experience what is called the second death, where they're cast into the lake of fire. I mean, where the worm dieth not and the fire is unquenched. I mean, when Jesus said, if you don't get saved, you'll perish, he meant it. He meant it. Save yourself. Save yourself from that destruction. Save yourself by calling upon the Lord, seeking the Lord, praying to the Lord, asking the Lord. You'll never be saved unless you pray and seek his face and ask him to save you. You're going to have to ask in order to receive. You got to seek in order to find. Listen, you got to knock in order for the door to be opened. Right? Listen, I can see it in some of your eyes. God is working. You know, you may be fooling a lot of people around you. You're not fooling the Lord. He knows. You know. And some other people probably know too that you need to be saved. Some other people around you. And I believe today is your day to get right with the Lord. And so, as we sing this song, would you come? Would you come? If you sense his spirit drawing you, do you realize that voice inside, that impression that you suddenly got to go to the altar? Do you realize that was from God? Do you know that that wasn't me? I didn't do that. I don't have the capacity to do that. I'm not capable of doing that. But that little thing inside of you, that twinge and twinge that happened in you, that I need to go to the altar and pray, that was God. Yeah. That's God. And that's why the Bible says, when he speaks to you, when he impresses you in that way, do not resist.
Amen.
Do not resist. You're turning away Jesus when you do that.
Amen.
Actually, on one occasion, Jesus was talking to some Pharisees that were experiencing that little twitch, that spiritual uneasiness, that spiritual voice that said, I need to go to the altar and pray, kind of feeling. And he said, listen, you got to be careful that in rejecting that, you can, if you're not careful, if you turn that away and you blaspheme that, that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. And he said that all sins can be forgiven with the exception of that one. Be careful, my friend. When God calls, please, 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 answer.
Amen.
Answer. Let's sing.